People in Iran marked the 52nd anniversary of 15th of Hordad uprising against Pahlavi regime. In Qom, people marched in the streets to commemorate the memory of the uprising's martyrs. Also in Varamin, large crowds of people marched. In 1963, a massive crowd of people took to the streets to protest against the arrest of the late founder of the Islamic Republic by the Pahlavi regime security forces. A large number of people were killed by the police and the military during the violent crackdown on protesters in different cities. To the Iranians, the uprising marks a prelude to the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. With the purpose of ensuring justice, liberty, and freedom for all Iranians, Islamic Revolution was conducted by the late founding father of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. On the 26th anniversary of the departure of Imam Khomeini, our reporter Masoud Karyan takes a look at Imam Khomeini's life.
Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini spearheaded Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, which led to the overthrow of the US-backed Shah of Iran.
Coming from a family of scholars who for generations had devoted their lives to offering religious guidance to the people, Imam began his education by memorizing the Holy Quran and later went to Iraq and Qom to complete his religious studies.
On January 1963, he engaged in activities against the then monarch of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who had announced his so-called White Revolution program.
We were impressed in my country how an old man like him could come to power between two superpowers like USA and the Soviet Union. Practically everybody was against this Iranian Islamic Revolution. The end was very positive. Iran not only overcome and not only survived, but developed.
Imam not only changed the region, but gave a personality to the Islamic world. Imam Khomeini was very influential in the world history as well as the Islamic history.
What he has given to the nation of Iran, he's given you freedom, he's made you independent of the world. The Imam Khomeini is an icon for the oppressed people of South Africa and the rest of the world.
Islam was the guideline and the driving force of the Iranian revolution, and none of the Western schools of thought, such as nationalism, capitalism, communism, and socialism, played any role in the Islamic revolution. So the Islamic Revolution, under the guidance of the late Imam Khomeini, established a new political system based on Islamic values.
Now here is a quick look at some other news in brief. The audio dubbing of the movie Abu Zainab or The Buried Secret, directed by Ali Ghaffari, has come to an end and will soon be screened in Iran. The Iranian-Lebanese movie is currently unreleased in Lebanon and is to be screened in four other Arab countries. Abu Zainab portrays Amar Kalakish, also known as Abu Zainab, a resistance fighter who was martyred during an operation against an Israeli convoy in 1985, which inflicted heavy casualties on the Zionist enemy.